My name is Ella Sarnak. I am 16 years old. Today is, what's the date?
July 12th.
It's July 12th, and I'm speaking with my grandmother, Frances Townsend. We are recording this interview in St. Augustine, Florida. So, can you briefly tell me about yourself and what your journey has been through life?
Sure, I would love to tell my wonderful, beautiful, creative granddaughter about my journey through life. I was the older of my siblings, my journey through life has been very rewarding. I married young. But then I had three wonderful children, which my oldest daughter is your mother. And I have a son and a younger daughter. And journeying through their lives was really rewarding to me. I think that's the highlight of my life. I've always worked. I've always felt like you've had to have a goal in life. And I've always tried to set a goal and try to achieve it. And that's what gives me great satisfaction. So I'm not quite sure. It's been rewarding. My journey's been rewarding, and I'm very thankful for that.
Okay. So picking off on what you said, you always set a goal in life. What has been the main goal?
The main goal in my life, certainly when I was a mother, to see that my children grew up being loving, creative, caring people, which they have, and their children are growing up with the same ideal. But I always felt like personally I had to have a goal, and I get great satisfaction trying to achieve that goal. And you only achieve it if you work hard, and there's no substitution for it. You have to work hard, but it's important for you to have some type of a pattern or a goal to achieve, because that's where life is. Now, it'll take you in different paths, certainly, but you keep your eye on the goal at all times.
So later in your life, you returned back to college.
I did.
So what were your main reasons returning, and what impact has it played on your life?
Again, I go back to the fact that I always tried to set goals for myself. This is something that I wasn't able to do when I was young, always wanted to do. It was always in the back of my my mind. So when I reached an age where my children were grown and living lives of their own, I decided that I would go back and get that degree. And so that's been my main goal, and I'm still trying to achieve it, and I will. What impact it's played on my life now, really there is no impact. It's just something that I need to do. I feel like I have got to achieve that.
And your major's art history, right?
Yes.
Okay, so what role does art play in your life? Because I know that's something important to you.
Yeah, it's very important to me. It always has been, ever since I was little. I have painted and drawn, and I understood that I wasn't the greatest at it. So I like to find out about the history of art. What makes it a masterpiece? Who's painting it, and how do they go about it? Compared to somebody else who does the same painting and is just as talented, but their piece isn't a masterpiece where this other well-known artist, his is. So I always like to know the history of different artists and how they got to achieve their goals in life. So that's what led me down art history path, which I find very interesting.
And what part of painting and drawing do you enjoy the most?
I enjoy it all. You kind of get lost in a painting. You make mistakes, and sometimes those mistakes really turn out to be really very good, so you go down that path. So it's just sitting behind something, trying to create it, and see where it takes you.
So what are some of the lessons you have learned through your journey in overcoming things?
I have learned in my journey that hard work plays a very important part, that you want to treat people with respect, because if you want to be treated with respect, you have to do that to the next person. And always be kind. When you're kind to somebody, people are very kind, I would say the majority of the time. So it never hurts to give somebody a smile, say something encouraging to them, because they will in turn do it to you. I guess that's the most important lesson I've learned through my life, is just to be kind to other people.
Okay, and to finish this off, what do you feel most grateful for in your life?
My family, certainly, as anybody would. I have a great family, a very humorous, loving family, and that I'm internally grateful for.
Okay, and that's it.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Yes, I am.